She's not on.
Yeah, it's your girl, Shandrice, your small talk host. Ha, so let's talk career. Let's talk jobs. Let's talk finance and romance. Let's talk a little sex. Oh, wait, hold up. Let's not forget that celeb gossip. I got something for you, too. It's going to shock you.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? It's your girl, Shandrice. Oh, your small talk host on Wet Hump Day, Wednesday. Mr. Keith, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm so amazing and very, very sad right now. Before I introduce my guest, I want to say to everybody, Tommy Ford has passed away. I am so sad. Yes, I have done work with this man. I interviewed him a couple of months ago, and I was blessed to be in his presence about a week ago on another project. And it just blows me away that this man is no longer with us. So with that being said, prayer goes out to him, his family, you know, everybody that loved and cared for him. And he did so many good things in the community. He did so many good things with, you know, our youth boys and stuff like that. Tommy Ford, you will be greatly, greatly missed, greatly missed. Rest in peace. And I got that out the way. Thank you. Thank you for letting me do that. And I appreciate you joining me with me today, Keith. You got so many good things going on right now. Introduce yourself to my listeners.
My name is Keith. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. And I'm a proprietor of Street Sports Atlanta.
Ooh. Tell us what you're doing here in Atlanta, all the way from up top, the north. Jersey.
Well, you know, Atlanta got it going on. So, you know, we uprooted the family and, you know, decided we'd come down here and give them a better environment.
You know what? You're right. Atlanta do got it going on, from the women to the jobs to the, you know, you get your business on, all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Here in Atlanta.
Make some great connections.
So that's what you did? You came down here to do connections?
Well, that wasn't what we set out to do, but, you know, one thing led to another, and here we are.
Tell me what you got going on down here in Atlanta.
Well, I brought Shooter Sports Atlanta down here. Shooter Sports is a clothing line based out of Washington, D.C. Started in 1997, actually, by Shooter Rob. And, you know, we figured we'd expand the brand. Shooter Sports is doing well, has been doing very well in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Right.
It's pretty much a household name in D.C. So, we figured we'd expand the brand to Atlanta and take over Atlanta just like we took over D.C.
Oh, you came down here for a takeover.
I mean, ain't no sense in doing it small.
As long as it's not a hostile takeover, I think we might be all right.
Nah, we stay in our lane. You know, it's plenty clothing lines and it's plenty people doing their thing. But, you know, we the best at what we do.
The best. Now, tell us about the clothing line.
We ain't trying to take from nobody else. We just trying to, you know, cut out our own little area.
Well, that's good. You ain't trying to take from nobody else. That's what I want to hear right there. You coming down here. Are you offering jobs, doing franchises? What you doing with this business?
Well, right now, right now we just have one location, and but we're definitely looking to expand. We actually have some stores online that are looking to carry the brand as well. So you'll be able to find the brand in other stores other than just the Shooter Sports store.
Right, right. And that's the name of the store, Shooter Sports store.
Exactly, Shooter Sports.
Okay, and what location here in Atlanta can we find it?
Greenbrier Mall.
I mean, you can give us all your locations, but since I'm here in Atlanta, I want to know my location first.
Greenbrier Mall, as well as the market on 285, the 285 market on Glenwood Road. We have a larger space at the market on 285. And then we have three locations in Maryland, which is in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And
right.
We're actually in the process right now of consolidating the stores that are open and opening up a 3,000-square-foot store in Upper Marlboro.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. I love that. So that means you are bringing jobs to, you know, where you're opening up your stores, where, you know, you set in stone. Now, can people come in and actually purchase one of your stores? Is it a franchise? What is it?
Well, as of yet, we haven't looked into franchising.
Right.
You know, it's in the grand scheme of things, we're still a small business. You know, even
right.
though, you know, the parent company, Shooter Sports, is doing well.
Okay.
But franchising is definitely not out of the question. The main thing is protecting the brand. And, you know, you just can't put the brand in anybody's hands.
You're right about that. Amen on that. Now, with that being said, I love that. You're doing such an awesome job. And you're a young man. You're still young. What brought on this? How did you get started?
Like I said, well, Shooter Sports was originated by one of my partners, Rob George. We call him Shooter Rob. And Matt was actually his brainchild while he was in school at the University of Virginia. And,
right.
You know, he put it into play in 1997 and, you know, hustled hard and did the things he was supposed to do, made the right connections and did right by everybody he did business with. And he's been able to survive for 20 years now. So, and actually what we like to say that Shooter Sports is not just a clothing line, but, you know, it's a way of life. So Shooters actually stands for shoot high, overcome obstacles, think efficiently, and remain sincere. So it's all about positivity,
like
giving up, you know, never quit, and always shooting for your goals. So that's what we're all about.
Ooh.
You know, you'll never see any negative words, any negative pictures, anything like that on our clothes.
Right, right. I love that. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, with your clothing, I've been on your page. You have some good people wearing your clothes, a couple of celebrities, things like that. How did that come about?
Well, the brand, like I said, has been doing well, and networking. You know, people like to do good business with good people. So,
right.
You know, you meet people, you make a good connection, and, you know, after a while, the brand speaks for itself. You know, we stand behind our quality 100%. You know, in all of our stores, we have a policy where if you buy it, it's not what you want it to be, bring it back, and we'll give you something else. No questions asked.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hey, I got to go down.
Absolutely.
Now.
We have, like I said, you know, Shooters has been in business for almost 20 years now. We have people who, you know, who wear they've had a Shooter shirt for 10 years that they still wear. You know, that's how good our quality is.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, are the prices reasonable?
Absolutely. They range anywhere from $25 to $75, depending on what you're looking at. And we
you got
have
$5 shirt for me.
for you, just for you, yes. Just for you, but don't tell nobody else. That'll be between me and you.
That'll be between me and you, nobody else.
Just between me and you.
I got you. I'm coming down there with my 5-1.
I got you. Say no more. But Shooters is an entire line. I mean, we have everything from slippers, to socks, shorts, sweatpants, sweatsuits, hoodies. Rain suits,
now, see, I didn't know
polo
that.
Shirts,
I did not know that.
Bucket
oh,
hats,
wow.
Snapback hats, Scully's. It's an entire line. So we, you
and
know,
you're
we're,
online,
we're on social
right?
media. Absolutely, it's 100% black owned, black operated. Our machines, our warehouse, our designs, all us.
What? That's what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About. Everybody always talking about, I want to support our black businesses. I want to, where is a black business? 100% black owned, all that good stuff. Here we go, right here. I'm bringing it to you. I told y'all, people, I bring y'all nothing but the best. Give everybody your websites where they can go purchase, support, all that good
Absolutely.
Stuff. I want your Facebook. I want everything.
The website is shootersports.com. That's shooters with an S, sports.com. Of course, we're on all the social media sites. You can see me at Shooter Sports Atlanta on Facebook, as well as Shooter Sports Atlanta on Instagram. You can look at Shooter Sport on Facebook, as well as Shooter Sports DMV on Instagram.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all reach out to him, purchase some clothing, house shoes.
Shooter
it's
Sports
Christmas
Atlanta.
Time. Yeah,
Shooter Sports Atlanta. Come see us.
Yes.
Come see us. We're known, especially in the D.C. area, we're known for our sweatsuits. We're known for our designs because, I mean, you know, you can get a T-shirt or a sweatsuit from anywhere. But, you know, we specialize in laser embroidery, and we have designs that nobody else has, bar none.
Are you sure nobody else has that design?
Absolutely positive. Our designs are our designs.
And who made up the designs? Were you a part of that?
Some of them we collaborate on. You know, we all throw our ideas in, but we have people who submit designs. We have, you know, we have designers in-house. So, and I mean, right now, Shooter Sports probably has, I'm a guesstimate, and say anywhere from 450 to 500 different designs.
Really?
Absolutely.
And all this is online?
Not all the designs at once are not online. We have designs that we have in rotation. We may have 100 designs in rotation at a time. And then as those designs, you know, sell out, we'll run a new set of designs. But all in
right.
all, Shooter Sports has under our umbrella roughly 500 different designs.
Now, I know on your page you got a couple of sexy female models. Do you have a couple of sexy male models?
Well, I mean, that phrase right there I probably wouldn't use, but, yeah, we can always get some good-looking guys to do some modeling.
So your clothing store is for everybody, every age range, every
Absolutely.
Sex,
we
male,
have,
female, everybody.
We have everything from onesies for babies to
what?
You know, we go all the way up to represent for the big boys. You know, we show love for the big and tall. We go up to 5 and 6X in some designs.
That's what I'm talking about right now. I love that. I love that. So I'm coming to the store. I'm doing a little shopping. It's Christmas time. I need me some Christmas gifts, so I'm coming down there to rack all the way up. But what I'm going to do right
Definitely.
Now is, yes, and that's at Greenbrier Mall in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Right, as well as the 285 Market on Glenwood Road.
285 Market on Glenwood Road. I don't know if
exactly.
I know where that's at, but I'm sure I can Google that. 285 Market
Absolutely.
On Glenwood Road.
Just Google it. 285-4525 Glenwood Road.
Say that one more time, baby.
4525 Glenwood Road.
Now, every time you're the owner, and every time I talk to you, you're actually there working at your store, your shop. I love
Absolutely.
That.
That Absolutely.
How hard is that for you?
Well, I mean, right now it's not hard at all. Right now it's, you know, it's I want to get the brand out. I want to let people know, you know, what we stand for. I want to give people that personal touch. I want them to know that we're accessible. And, you know, I need them to know what Shooters is about. So I'm on hand daily right now.
Sound like a plan to me. Let me place you on hold. I want to come back and talk to you so we can get a little personal so the people can know who you are, who they will be buying from. So I'm going to take a small commercial break. Y'all, I'll be right back at you. Come back and see your girl now. It's not over with.
Okay.
She Talk Radio and Television is a show created, produced, and hosted by women for women. We are now on Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So don't miss your daily dose of She Talk. Call 713-955-0481 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/She Talk Radio to get in on the conversation.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017, at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
What's up, what's up? Hey, you came back. That means you got a little crush on your girl. I love it, I love it, I love it. I'm still here talking to Keith. So what we going to do is we're going to get a little personal with Keith. We know all his business, what he doing, his shop, how you find him and all that. With you doing all that, are you a family man? You single? You married? What's going on with you? I want to know. I want the dirt.
You want the dirt?
I want the dirt. Did you come up here to get a wet Georgia peach? I want the dirt. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm definitely a family man. Married with kids. All girls.
Oh, ladies. Oh, my God. He's off to market.
Yeah, so it's me and all my women.
Okay. Tell your wife congratulations. She got her good one there. How many daughters you got?
Four. Four total.
Congratulations. Girls are a beautiful thing. Kids are a beautiful thing anyway.
They are. They definitely are.
How do you do all that with such a big family?
Well, you know, it ain't easy, but we make it happen.
You make it do what it do, huh?
You got to make it do what it do.
Hey, you know, I like a plan to me.
You know, nobody's issues any bigger than the next person's issues.
Hey, do it make for a dry sex life?
Absolutely not. That's up to you.
Well, we happy a black man is in Atlanta. I mean, it's a lot of them out here, you know, doing their thing, having their own business and things like that, and not gay and don't have a dry sex life.
Yeah, that's a no-go right there.
That's a no-go all the way around, huh?
Yeah, that's a no-go.
That sounds like a plan to me, a no-go. I love it. I love it. So when do you have time to have fun, go out and like that, explore and live, not just work?
To be honest with you, right now, it's all about promoting the brand. I don't, you know, I go out every now and again, but even when I'm out, it's basically for networking and pushing the brand. So, you know, we fun been on the back burner for a minute right now.
Oh, that is a real entrepreneur. That's what I'm talking about right there, on the back burner. On the back burner.
You know,
so, you got to do what you got to do.
Put in the work now, and, you know, hopefully you can reap the rewards later.
That's right, and you putting in the work. What's next for you? You know your store's doing good. They up, they running, they doing what they got to do. What's next for you?
Well, to be honest with you, Atlanta is so wide open. Like, I see no reason whatsoever why we can't have at least 3 or 4 shooting stores in the Atlanta area.
Okay, you talking about the stores. I don't want to talk about the stores no more. We know about your stores. Tell the people what you're telling me now. What you be telling me. You want to get into acting. You've been going on auditions, all this good stuff. What's up?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to, you know, dip my toe in the pool and, you know, see what the water feel like. I've run into a couple of people who said, you know, they don't think I would look too bad on camera. So I'm gonna venture into it and, you know, see what they say. I definitely want to test the waters out, you know, see if I can make something happen.
So have you been on any auditions?
I submitted a video for an audition. And I didn't hear anything back. So I'm definitely not disheartened. But it's definitely something I want to get into. I know a couple people who who running a couple things, so I should be able to I should definitely be able to at least finagle my way into a non speaking role somewhere.
Why non-speaking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I just got to get on screen, you know, I'll settle for that initially. You know, maybe I settle for somebody with a title like Guy Number Two or something like that.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So what the family think about that?
I work my way up to a named character.
Right, and we all do. Don't think you're the only one. We all do, trust me. We all do. What does the wife feel about that?
Well, you know, she's a little she don't see the talent that way yet. So I'm gonna have to convince her. I'm gonna have to take her to a red carpet event one night and, you know, let her see that I'm actually doing the damn thing.
Exactly. That sounds like a plan to me. That's what I'm talking about right now. I can't wait to see you on the red carpet. Now, if you had to choose who you would work with as an actor and be out there, who would it be?
You mean anybody?
Anybody. Because I know who I work with, who I want to work with. I know who it'll be.
Well, let me hear who you would work with first. And then, you know, maybe that give me an idea where I need to go.
Come on now, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry. I want to work. I want to be on.
Oh, you mean
the
people you want to work with who behind the scene?
No, they on the scene. They both.
I was thinking more like Jennifer Lopez and and Nia Long.
You would say that.
That's what I was thinking.
You would say that. You would say that. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I made it.
See, I feel like I made it once I have a speaking role working with Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry. That's one of the main things, because they do what I want to do. They write their stuff, they put it out there, and they in it. They act it. They have roles, and I love that. I love acting, but I also love creating shows and putting them together.
Right.
My thing,
right.
Yeah.
They're involved all the way around.
All the way around, they're involved. And I love that. I'm talking about love it. Jennifer Lopez. You just want a love scene with Jennifer Lopez. I'm going to tell your wife.
Don't tell nobody.
That's going to be our little secret.
We're going to keep that on the low. Don't say nothing to nobody.
Oh, God. That's going to be our little secret. So when you start going to these red carpets, don't forget about the little people now. You know, you got to reach out.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you got to reach out and snatch one of us up and be like, come on, ride with me. What's up?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, let's go.
Now, didn't you do a couple of videos, music videos?
You said, have I?
Yeah.
Now, I haven't, but Shooter Sports has been featured in some music videos.
Oh, I have.
Really? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What videos they've been featured in?
Videos with Chris and Irv Gotti, videos of Wale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's not, like you stated earlier, you know, we do have a few named celebrities who rock the brand.
Right. Yeah, that is amazing. That is amazing. They're wearing your clothes. That means they're visiting your stores. And I'm talking about they rocking it. And they don't wear anything, especially with their music videos that's going to be around forever.
Absolutely.
You know, they rocking it. They is really
absolutely
rocking it.
Well, just to tell you how far, you know, we go back, there's actually episodes of The Wire where some of the cast on The Wire is wearing Shooter Sports.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, Shooter Sports is new to Atlanta, but we not new at all.
I see. So we was the last ones to get it, huh?
The last ones to get it? Not the last. Not the last, because we spreading out. So you're definitely not the last.
Oh. All right, don't be treating us like no stepchild now.
Absolutely not. This is just a stop along the way. That's all.
That's all it is, a stop along the way. Okay, I'm telling you, with that being said, anything else you want our audience to listen to tell them, you want to give the websites one more time, you want to give those addresses one more time where they could actually come out, purchase your stuff, support, and, you know, let us know when you do another video, you know, audition, all that good stuff. Reach out to
us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure you're going to put me on to a couple of them, right?
Look,
yep, I just
me and you
on
both.
The spot.
Me and you both. You put me on the spot. I'm going to tell you, one thing about me, I always share, no matter what. If I got an audition that I'm going to, I share. And, you know, because what might not be for me might be for somebody else. So if I can send
absolutely
you a blessing, I'm going to send you a blessing. If I can't,
absolutely.
I'm
that, and that's
you
what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Exactly.
Bless each other. Help each other. Because it's enough out here for everybody to eat. It
absolutely.
Is
help, helping you
everybody
is not
going to
hurt me at all.
You better preach. You better tell
yes,
somebody that. Because everybody, I swear, they so scared you're going to make it before them. They so scared you're going to have more than them. They so scared, boy. They just, scared for no reason.
Nah,
that means they do not have no type of faith.
Nah, when you know what you got and you know what you're doing, you know, what's for you is going to be for you. Can't nobody take it from you.
You're right about that. Can't nobody take it from you, and can't nobody shake it. Because what God got for you, God got for you. That was well said, and you is absolutely right. Before I take this other break, you go ahead and tell everybody one more time where they can find you at and your sites and your addresses, all that good stuff. Now, I know about Green Bra, but that other one on 285, I don't know if I know about that one, so I'm going to need that one.
Well, that's actually a bigger space, so definitely come check that out.
I'm going to make sure I come check it out.
Absolutely. So it's, you know, again, it's Shooter Sports Atlanta. The website is shootersports.com. That's shooters with an S, sports.com. The social media, Facebook is Shooter Sports Atlanta. Instagram is also Shooter Sports Atlanta. Snapchat is Shooter Sports Atlanta. But also on Instagram is Shooter Sports DMV. And you can also look at Shooter Sport on Facebook as well. And anybody who comes to see me who say they heard me here, you automatically get a 20% discount.
Hey, 20% for listening to your girl. That's
so,
what I'm
so definitely
talking
come,
about.
Come check out the especially the new location at on the 285 market on Glenwood Road. That's 4525 Glenwood Road. You want to reach out by phone, it's 770-912-6305. Let me say it one more time just so y'all got it. 770-912-6305.
There you go. I hope y'all wrote that number down. I hope y'all got those addresses, the website, everything, because he is not playing at all. And when I tell you those clothes are hot, those clothes are sexy. For the women, you going to love it. The men, oh, my God, put y'all on point. Y'all be doing
yeah,
the damn thing.
It's quiet. It's definitely nothing that you've ever seen that I am before. That's my word.
Yeah, and featured in a couple of those videos and doing what you got to do. I love it. You're doing it. You blessed. I love it. I love it so much.
We trying. You know, you can't do anything without the support of the people. So, you know, in order for us to make it, we definitely need y'all to come out and support. And, you know, anything y'all can do to help us, we appreciate it. Even if you just spread the word, that's good enough.
Hey, and anything I can do to help, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help. That's when I brought you on the show. You doing amazing things. You're a family man, entrepreneur. So they can't say they ain't getting out here and doing it. They can't say they can't do it because you in living color. You right here, live in effect. You doing what you got to do.
You can absolutely make it happen.
That's right.
You can absolutely make it happen.
Well, thank you for coming on my
show. And we got a few local radio personalities who support the brand heavy. We got Reese at 107.9 who rock Shooter Sports all the time. Got Chubb Rock at 107.5. He rocks Shooters all the time. DJ Nabs. So it's it's a lot of people who own the brand.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I love that. That's what I'm talking about right now. Thank you for coming on my show. Thank you for being, an amazing person. And, y'all, I'll be right back at you. Let your girl take a break, and she'll be right back. Go use the bathroom. Grab some popcorn. I'll be right back
Shoot
at you.
Shooter Sports, baby. Shooter Sports. We in the building.
Hey, Shooter Sports.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept, deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show, and please, tell a friend.
She Talk Radio and Television in conjunction with Rude Records is on the search for new music for our weekly talk show. That's right, your music could be chosen and played before our listeners. For consideration, please email an MP3 copy of your songs to KalliopeRay@gmail.com. That's KalliopeRay@gmail.com. And like my page on Facebook to get up-to-date info concerning additional music-related opportunities.
There is a lot of music that people are deprived of listening, and artists who are not heard because they are not at the right place at the right time to get the exposure. Well, She Talk Radio creates the right place and right time. We provide a live radio documentary of an indie artist's music, latest release, related interviews, and demonstrations. Inquire at music@shetalkradio.com. And in the meantime, listen to She Talk Radio every day at 6:30. And get in on the conversation. She Talk Radio on Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk.
Hello.
The radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Say hello.
Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, and I'm back from my commercial break. Oh, I love it, I love it. You got that popcorn, did a little tinkle, and came back to play with me. Woo! I'm on the line with the sexy Miss Diva, Miss Beautiful Ruby. Miss Ruby Jones.
The Lady Tuesday is in the house.
Lady Tuesday. She doing it, boy. I tell you, this lady is doing it. How you doing, Lady Tuesday?
I'm doing good, girl. I got a proposal for you, too. You know you got that little producer certificate, right?
Yes.
We about to put that to use again. With your other two shows, we got another show, girl. We want you to get on board and lead the effort, because we need somebody with that kind of drummer you bring to a show. Can't nobody do it like you. You know, I had spoke to you about an opportunity. Put it in our group session. I threw it out there. But what's happening is they already have a distribution deal. Okay? And that's usually the problem. You don't have a distribution deal. We got one already.
Right.
They just need the show. They need a producer. I recommended you.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding, girl. I gotta bring you on board to talk about the details. The lady is telling me they already got the distribution deal. They just don't have the content. And she and I talked about the content. She's going to bring the Divas of Radio onto the show one by one. It's not going to be a group session type thing. It's going to be one by one, but they need a producer. And I said I would talk to you about it to see what we can work out, to see what we're going to do, you know?
Oh my God! I swear.
I'm telling you, this lady always bailing me out.
This lady has been so amazing in my life. Oh my God! I'm on cloud nine right now. What?
I just wanted to let you know. I was like, this is perfect for you. I can't give you the details. I don't want to give the details over the air because you know how it is.
I know. I understand.
Been pushed. Everything, and it's a, when you hear about it, you're going to say, oh, my God, this is an excellent idea, okay? And they're talking about bringing on celebrity clients, particular thing, too, okay?
What?
So I'm like, that would be perfect for you to do the production work, and then you will probably turn around and bring them on your show and stuff, you know, to talk to them and stuff, because we're going to make that connection. Now, don't think don't think I have left you off the hook because of my birthday. Okay?
No, you know what? Baby, I'm still working on that. Your birthday gone, and I'm still working on it. I was showing your picture today. I'm still working on that.
I'm about to give up on that one, girl, because.
Baby, don't give up on these, man. I'm telling you.
I've been living in Atlanta for over 20 years. I ain't got a date yet. Okay.
Let me stop
exaggerating. I've gotten a date. I mean, but can you really call them that though? That's the question.
See, that's the thing. You can't call them that unless they last more than 30 days. If they don't last more than 30 days, they're not dates.
Well, I'm going to talk about if they last more than 30 minutes, if you know what I mean.
If they last more than 30 minutes, they didn't come from Atlanta. Oh, my God.
No,
let me tell you, I had about 6 men hit my inbox. Oh, my God, she's beautiful. Oh, my God, she got some hips on her. Oh, my God, she's sexy.
Oh, gosh, the hips.
And I go on their page and I start investigating. They married. One was gay.
I'm not surprised.
This
is Atlanta, girl. This is Atlanta.
Everybody keeps telling me that. Everybody keeps saying, girl, you know it's Atlanta. You know how it is. You got to be careful. Man, look, I'm trying to get her birthday wish, birthday late. I'm trying to get her birthday everything. I ain't finna get her anything. So this is what I found. 3 guys.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. And they said, well, her birthday over. No, her birthday ain't over until I get this done. I got to get this done. One guy, he's an entrepreneur. He works. He works. He's
okay,
single.
What's wrong with him? What's wrong
with
him?
He got his own place.
What's
so
wrong
far,
with him?
So far, I haven't found anything wrong with this particular guy. I haven't found anything so far, but I have the only investigating I've done to see was he single, because that was the main thing with the other guys. None of them was single, and they wanted one just lied to me. I'm single, I'm this, I'm that, and his girlfriend ended up inboxing me. Well, why are you inboxing my nigga? Yeah, I was like, I ain't finna go through that.
Boy.
I ain't finna go through that. I was just trying to.
I don't
want to
go through that either, because you know, like I said, this is Atlanta. Okay, a lot of these women like to share. A lot of women will share. But then you got those women that's going to be coming up on you, and you never know what's going to happen to you. You come up missing. And people be wondering, what happened to Ruby?
They trying to fight over some dick. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I know. I'm the type of woman I don't share.
Shoot.
I don't share.
I know. I know that's right. I don't share either. But, you know, there's those out there who will.
That do.
Uh-huh.
Now, the second
one, right.
He's nice. I don't know if he's single or not, but Ruby, he ain't but 5'2", girl.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't do that,
girl.
Look, let me
tell
you something.
Girl, he ain't but 5'2".
You know how
this
tall I
so
am?
Short.
Do you know how tall I am when I put my 4-inch heels on? I am 6'2". When I put my 4-inch. And how tall is he? 5'4", you said?
Girl, he is 5'2", 5'3". You'll be putting him in your pocket.
Oh, my God. Look, let me tell you something. I ain't trying to be walking around with Kevin Hart. It'll be looking like Wendy Williams and Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, yes. It'll be looking like that show when she drug him. Wendy Williams and Kevin Hart. Girl, you put this man in your pocket.
I ain't trying to do that. I ain't trying to do that. Now, I've heard some stories about these little men, but you know what? I'm not trying to find out. I'm not trying to find out because
they're the right height.
I don't know. For me, I need a man at least, I would say, about no less than about 5'11", 6 feet, because I'm 5'9". And when I put my heels on, I don't want to be too much taller than the man, you know?
Right, right.
So, I mean, when you ain't got nobody, you can't be too particular. So
yeah, but you still want to make sure you got your standards right. So, yeah, you know,
yeah.
You don't want to be looking down
on
nobody.
He absolutely got to have a job.
Oh, yeah.
That's an
necessity. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
I'm not dealing
care.
With nobody that's, yeah, out in the street. And I made sure I kept that age range, 31 and up. They got to be 31 and up.
I didn't say 31.
You know what? You trying to get up there. I got out the 20.
35.
First I said 27.
Now, you know, I know you said that. I said 35. Now, I sent you some pictures. I saw how you swapped them up on me.
Ain't
you
they
picked
cute?
Out the ones. But you picked out the ones that showed the breasts and stuff, okay? Now, the pictures are nice. I chose other ones, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to let her go with these pictures and see who she's going to get. But, you know, I'm still
by
myself.
I got married horny men, gay.
And the other one, the last one that you ain't got the information on, he probably got a record. Okay, do a background check on it. You forgot to do that last step. Do the background check, girl.
I haven't done a background check. Now, I'll be honest. I haven't done a background check on the three guys. But I have been talking to them, and they have seen your pictures. And what I told them was I was not going to show you who they were until I know that you was interested and you ready for your first date. Now, I don't know if you date African, but the third guy is an African guy.
I don't know. If he's like Eddie Murphy coming to America type African, yes, okay, I can do that. He better come with the crown and everything else, you know?
Prince African.
Yes. If he coming to America type African, I'll go for that. But you know, anything other than that, no. Because you know, I don't know, girl. I know I'm kind of picky.
I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you a little bit about this African. This African is a very, very hardworking man. He has money. He has not had sex in 10 years. He's been here.
I don't know if I can
handle
him.
He's been here.
Okay, what's wrong with him? He ain't had sex in 10 years.
Because he's turned his life over to God and he's looking for a wife. So he don't want to have sex with anybody until he's married.
Mm-hmm.
So he is single. Okay. I know he's single for a fact. He is single.
I know the first guy's single for a fact. How tall is he?
He is 5'11" or 6". I gotta see. And what I'm gonna, come on, stop breathing hard. It's okay.
Because
the weekend coming up, and I'll be able to shoot you all three of their pictures this weekend to see which one you gonna like, which one you gonna choose. And I told them what the way I was gonna do it was: if you don't choose nobody, I'm just say I ain't doing it no more. If you do choose somebody, I'm gonna let the other two know. Look, she chose such and such. So hey. But all I'm saying, she's beautiful, she's sexy. Oh, I like that picture. Oh, my God, that's her. So those are your three.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Your birthday gone,
know,
but
girl.
Christmas coming up now.
You know what? I like my candy. So we'll see what's going to happen with that.
Now, I like the African has a Facebook page. I'm not going to show you his Facebook page because I don't like the pictures on there. He looked better in person. And the reason why I picked him because he was so sweet. He was so sweet. And I was like, oh, my God, he is so sweet. She is so sweet. I really think they're complimenting each other. And then the other guy, he is really quiet. I said, okay. Now, the other guy, he works two jobs, hardworking young man. He's 32. Oh,
girl.
He's really nice. Stop panicking. Don't let the age 32? Thing just shake you. Yeah. But he's really nice, and he's quiet. And he's single.
Girl, I got
20
years on this man.
What?
Yeah.
Girl, but who cares? You look like you're 25.
No, well, you know what? You just saying that because I'm the lady.
Because
Tuesday.
Why would I say that?
I don't know.
You're
I don't
gorgeous.
Look no. That maybe okay, but I am 52, and I kind of wanna go no lower than 35. You know, what I don't want to happen is for me to be out somewhere and somebody mistaking him for my son. That would be very embarrassing.
Oh, ain't nobody finna do that. Okay, so are you looking for a mate or just somebody to date right now? Because if you're looking for a mate, then okay, I go 35 and up.
I
look for 35 and up. If you just want to date, date him because you never know. Now, the short guy, I don't know how old he is. Now,
that ain't going to happen. The short guy ain't going to happen.
African
I'm just letting you know.
Okay. So X him out the picture. So the two guys.
X him out the picture.
What about that?
I ain't trying to date Kevin Hart. You know what happened to Kevin Hart. He just got beat up, you know. You heard about that?
I did not know. No.
I just got a text message from someone telling me that Kevin Hart got beat up.
What?
Girl, yeah.
I did not know that.
Again.
He just got his start on the Walk of Fame.
I'm telling you, it may be a hoax or whatever. They sent me a picture, and I was reading. I'm like, oh, my God, he done got beat up. And I'm like, and then he going to pose for the picture with his black eye. Look like Martin. Remember that time Martin got into a fight?
Yeah.
And he had that big old head? That's what he looked like. I'm like, oh, my God, look at him. But it's okay. He making money. He'll be all right.
He making hella money.
I
so
know
he might be okay with that black eye.
He's gonna be all right too. He making the news and everything. So he's staying relevant. He probably hired somebody.
Exactly. He's staying relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The short guy out.
Yeah.
The short guy out.
He's
so
out.
The two guys. The two guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna send you pictures of them
mm-hmm.
over the weekend. I'm gonna take them myself with my camera phone over the weekend, and you going to let me know which one you want to move forward to. You know, no phone numbers or nothing like that. We're going to start out with maybe social media. You know, I tell them to hit you up. Look, hit up, say hey, all that good stuff. And y'all
mm-hmm.
go from there. If you like it, y'all
you
go
know what?
Day.
Let me tell you what I think. I know you the one organizing this thing, but I think if I like the way both of them look, that I should start social media with both of them.
Both of them.
And then.
Ooh, I was thinking that too.
Okay.
I ain't wanna say it. I ain't wanna
say it. And then narrow it down to the one that I'd make the best connection with via social media. You know, we're gonna graduate, and if, at some point we're gonna get to the phone, to an actual phone call.
Right.
Okay. And then we'll go to Skype, and then after that we'll go to a date. Cause I don't feel like wasting my time if he ain't gonna know how to hold a conversation. We're gonna have an issue if he can't talk.
Okay, and let me tell you one thing about the African. He speaks French.
Oh.
Yeah,
I got to add some points,
French.
Girl.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Now, the other guy, let me tell you one thing about him. I'm trying to get each one on my brownie point. Other
mm-hmm.
guy, let me see. He has he's in the process. He working two jobs, but he's in the process of building his own business. His own empire.
Okay.
So he's doing really
so
well.
So long as he ain't gonna ask me for a loan, we good.
No. No.
Okay.
And I asked him, what would he take you on a first date? He said
mm-hmm.
his idea of a first date is to go to a cooking class where they serve wine.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
He's gonna
get
me drunk,
now,
huh?
Girl. Now I asked the African, where would he take you on a first date? And he said the ideal first date for him is dancing because he don't get to dance and he liked the way our culture dances.
Okay.
So both of them had good ideas. Both of them had good points, all that good stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Well, I'll start social media with them this weekend. So you send me the information, and I'll go from there. And then but we don't want the both of them know that I'm entertaining both of them.
No, the other
media.
One. No,
yeah,
they don't even know. The only two that know about that I was actually entertaining the idea of you meeting them was the short guy and the other guy. The African don't know. So since we're taking the short guy out, it'll just be those two guys.
Okay. Well,
how
we'll go
that?
From there and see what happens. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you make it. You have just saved yourself because I was talking about you, girl. I was talking about you. I
know.
That's Sandrice talking about she going to matchmake and stuff, and I ain't got not one name.
I was dirt. But I could not bring you them hillbillies that were in my inbox. I'm talking about married this and married that and gay this. I go both ways. I got time to walk around here with no damn diseases because you want both what you want both ways.
Girl.
You lost your mind. Lost your mind. But I kept working on it.
I do appreciate it. And what you and I are going to do, we're going to have a conversation probably sometime tomorrow to discuss this other opportunity for you and see whether you would be interested in it. And I think you will.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I will, too. If it's everything I think it is, I think I will, too. That is an awesome opportunity. I appreciate you just thinking about me and even giving
you
me this
first,
opportunity for
the
radio.
You were the top of my list. You were at the top of my list.
Aww.
And, you know, there are a couple of other folks I know, but you were at the top of my list because this is like something that a female producer would really appreciate, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I can't get into the details, but you can really shine with this particular opportunity.
Wow. I thank you for thinking about me always and this opportunity, even with the radio. I thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Girl,
this has been an amazing experience.
This radio show was written for you. It's got your name all over it. In fact, you know, we move into the new platform. When we get to the new platform on November 1st, we're all the divas are going to get on the line on Tuesday, and we're going to, because some of you guys haven't met each other, you know? And
we
so,
haven't,
gonna,
and I've seen.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, we're all out there every day of the week. We are
it's
out
some beautiful
there.
Ladies.
Some of you guys have not met each other. We're all over the country, and I want to make sure that at least we come together at one place at one time, even if it's only on the radio, so that everybody can meet you guys, so you guys can meet each other, talk about some of your funniest shows, talk about your future shows, talk about expansion and some of the things that we're going to do. We're going to have an app for the show and everything. There's a lot of things that's coming down the pipe for She Talk Radio, and there's a lot of other opportunities, reality shows that we're going to be guest appearing on, things like that. I'm in the works. It takes a while, though. It takes a while. I want to make sure we get on a reality show that's actually going to happen. Because, you know, a lot of people out there talking about a reality show and it don't be happening. I don't want that. I want it to be on one that actually get on TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the ones
you're
I'm focusing on. You know, because we got
you're
some
right
personalities. You know, we got some personalities that really need to be not only heard, but be seen.
I know that's right. I can't wait, boy. Ooh. Long as I can be me. You know how I am. Long as I can
I know.
Me, I'm okay.
Definitely.
Dirty mouth and all.
Be yourself. You know, that's the best way to do it.
That's what counts. That is
so you've been hearing about
counts.
Trump. So what do you think about Trump and his potty mouth?
Girl, that little tight stick up the booty ass man. I don't know why somebody ain't rubbed him yet. What is wrong with these people
being this
man all this attention?
I know.
This man, here, boy, he don't care about nobody but himself and the next dollar. But you got people that's voting for him.
I know they are.
I mean,
and
people are actually voting for him.
Yes, they are. And we're not talking about one or two people. We're talking about a whole bunch of people, enough that he got the nomination for the Republican Party.
Yep.
And he's inciting a riot. Do you know that? He is basically instilling in them that if he loses, obviously the election was fixed. So people are talking about they're going to be doing something about it if he loses. I'm like, oh, my God, he's just trying to come up with an excuse for why he's going to lose.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to take sides. You know, they say when you're on the radio and you are a representative of a radio station, you can't represent your own personal political agenda. But I got to speak out against Trump.
Hell,
okay,
I can.
The man, look, the man got the vocabulary of a fifth grader. Okay? Oh, have you heard him? Oh, he's a bad man. He's a bad, bad man. I'm like, okay, yes. All right, that's like Tom, Dick, and Jane book. See Dick run. See Jane run. I'm like, okay, he's a bad, bad man. Have you heard him talk? Okay, let me stop. Let me get off of that. This ain't no Donald Trump show. He got enough shows with The Apprentice and all of that. Oh, he don't need no more shows. But he's running this election like it's a reality show, bringing up all the women that claim to have been sexually harassed or raped in some cases by the president, the former president of the United States, Clinton.
Right.
Brought him to
right.
Oh, girl, I don't know. I don't know. But
I know it's a
mockery.
Yeah,
it's a mockery.
It's a lot.
But
the thing about it
is
people is listening.
Get out that boat.
People listening, people buying into it, people doing everything.
Okay. Like, one last thing I want to say in regards to the election, and we got about one more minute, is that with Girl Talk, you know, that's the program we have to allow the young ladies to have a voice, to go out and do correspondence, to have their own show and everything. We are going to be launching a GoFundMe promotional type activity to raise funds for us to go to watch the inauguration, participate in all the activities of the inauguration of our first woman president. So after
right,
the election,
right,
we have to make sure she wins first. So everybody get out there and vote, okay? Whoever you vote for, vote. And so after
that's
that,
right,
we're going to run a GoFundMe campaign to be able to raise some money for all the young ladies to be able to go and witness all of the events surrounding the inauguration of our first female president.
President. Okay.
Okay.
Just let me know what I need to do. Share it on my page. Support. Send money. Let me know what I need to do.
I definitely will.
Yes,
so it is
yay,
now 7:27, but it happens to be your show, so I can't clock us out. You got to do that.
Well,
it's
everybody, I tell you, this, and Lady Tuesday always builds me out when I need her. Oh my gosh, she's always here. Y'all just don't know how amazing this lady is. When my guests leave early, she right there. Talk to me when something happens. Look, I got you. It has never ever been a time to where I just needed somebody and she wasn't there. She always there for me. Y'all listen at her show, Lady Tuesday. She be on point. She doing her thing. I'm telling you, y'all sleeping on this sexy ass lady. This is your girl with Small Talk Radio, Shandrice. Oh my God, I see y'all next hump day. Ha!
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's another Small Talk segment. I loved it. Thanks for coming. I appreciate my guests. Oh, wait, and my listeners, I love you all. We have just completed another episode of Small Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. Don't forget, next week, get in on the conversation.